Yes, it's Ireland's only pop-up radio station. We're back. It's Walking My Shoes FM. Go on, you good thing!
That hour, absolutely.
And we're joined by... Wait, let me get this, Yeti, now. Let me get this. Give me a go, right? Yetunda Murphy. What? Oh. No, hold on. Yetunda Asho... You say it, Yeti.
Uh-oh. That is...
It's
Yetunde Awasanya. That's such a cool name.
Is it?
It's just a brilliant name. I love it.
We can call it Yeti.
Yeah, sure.
I love that name. And you're here to tell us all about the Mosny Beauty Salon, which sounds so interesting. But first, give us a bit of a background about how the Mosny Beauty Salon came about.
The Mosny Beauty Salon, it's a very beautiful view. It's got a beautiful view. And it came about this way. I moved to Mosny from Mill Street, and I saw the environment, the people loving, you know, caring, the management okay. And I thought, okay, it would be a great idea to like make another difference, you know, make people come together, make women come together.
You were a makeup artist in Nigeria, is that correct?
Yes.
Ah, so you already had the tools.
So just to explain to our listeners, you're a resident of the Mosny Direct Provision Centre.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I suppose this is an initiative that you started there, mm-hmm. because you felt that you wanted a place where people could come together,
yeah.
and learn, because yeah. you're giving classes,
yeah.
Relax,
yeah.
because what's nicer than getting your makeup or your hair done, and I suppose engage with one another in a social and safe environment.
Exactly, yeah. I wanted women to come together to have this bond, you know. Apart from the fact that they are in there, they should also, you know, come out from the house, come into the salon, learn new skills, come together, enjoy themselves, forget about the house, forget about the kids. Once they've gone to school, they've gone to school. Mm-hmm. You know, even when they are in the salon, they can have a different, you know, perspective mm-hmm. and different ideas in their head.
And time but for while, them.
Time for themselves as well. And also, they could, you know, see in themselves, you know, that this time, it's just basically for me. Have this hedge, this feeling that I want to be beautiful, I want to look amazing whilst I'm there. But since we started this class, it's been positive. Women are smiling in there. They kind of exchange different ideas, see different, talk about different things. It doesn't matter where you're from, whether you're from Nigeria, from South Africa. Women from different areas of life with different skills, apart from them coming into even to learn makeup in there, but they share their experiences and say different stuff, and this has really been another great step ahead for them.
You're bringing people together under the guise of makeup, isn't that it? Really, you're saying there's 35 different nationalities in Mosny, and some of your classes could have 10 different nationalities in it.
Yeah, we have loads. We have Mauritians, we have Nigerians, we have South Africans, we have Malawians, Zimbabweans, name it, from different countries.
I thought I was once because I spoke to a guy from Roscommon,
and you know, the Syrians as well, part of it as well, and they want to learn.
So you approached the management at Mosny and said that you thought this would be a good initiative and that it would work.
Yeah.
And they agreed with you.
Yeah, they did.
So the opening days and weeks, were people a little bit reluctant or unsure of what to expect, or were they running through the door looking forward to engaging with others?
Well, the opening day, during the opening day, it's come and it's passed already, but people wanted to see what it was like. Mm-hmm. And when we opened the beauty salon, oh my God, I felt like... I almost dropped dead.
Why? What happened? You weren't feeling well.
You want to know, Dustin? You should come so that I can.
I think I'll be honest.
I can wax those hairs of yours.
I was about to say. I think Laura.
Nice training.
No, Laura needs it more than me. In fact, I think Laura needs a trip to Lourdes if she's any help.
I think he's a lost cause.
I might come up nationwide. You've had RT up there in
I
a couple.
I want you to come, Dustin. You need to come. These hairs of yours need to be.
Listen, he's a lost cause.
Something needs to be done about it.
I agree with you.
Me plumage. She's having a go at me plumage. Me beak neck.
I wouldn't blame her.
Do you do actually? Can men go along as well? There, like it is makeup. I mean, a lot of makeup artists are. It's a unisex industry, or is it just the women of Mosny that go along?
Mm-hmm. Just the women or the men as well?
Well, it's basically for the women.
Definitely. And you know what, though, Yashi?
It would be a good idea if a man is interested in this,
for sure.
in this trade and
getting their nails done.
Yeah. we have a session for the nails.
Do you?
Yeah, we do.
I love that in the same way women universally develop a relationship with their hairdresser, a sort of a confidant.
Exactly.
And it's a quiet moment between you both. And you have that at Mosney, don't
Laura
you?
Laura sees her hairdresser a lot, Yashi.
You know, there's nothing that is as good as when you come in. You could have a troubled client. Maybe she's thinking of, oh my God, my son, oh, he's giving me troubles, and she wants to share it with the person who does her nails, and you as the person who is attending to a client, you need to have this listening ears, so that the next time when she comes in, you're just gonna ask, so how is your child? How is it going on with him or her? And that client of yours will be like, okay, she was actually listening, and this gives you a great connection within yourselves. A bond, exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Dustin.
And what about you, Yeti? What do you get from the whole experience? I mean, this is your baby.
Yeah, it is my baby.
You say that with a massive smile on your face. Yeah, I love that.
It's my baby. You know the bond you have when you have a child, yeah. You understand? And
well, I don't have any. That's I'm only 12 yet.
You are a child.
For real. You look older than 12 for me.
What? Yeah, I pass for 14 sometimes.
Dustin, I think you should be in your 60s.
Yeah. Now, met your match, Dustin.
Can I just say, for the great people listening on radio, she was facing her eyes at Laura when she said that. You know what I mean?
That's not true.
Are you for real? Mm. Okay.
What do you get out of it, Yeti? Mm.
Well, everything is voluntary. Mm. It gives me happiness and joy to be able to put smiles on the face of people around me. Yes.
And what is incredible is through this whole experience and your initiative, the Louthmeath Education and Training Board is now going to offer accredited training courses for the women in the salon and hairdressing as well as beauty.
Yeah.
So there's a potential career there for many of these women. And the fact that there is something for them to engage with, to study, to learn, to be creative.
Exactly.
And that's all thanks to you.
Yeah. But thanks to God anyway.
You and God.
I'm not.
you enjoy the whole experience.
I love makeup. It gives me some sort of passion within me, as in some sort of confidence when I'm. If I, like, for instance, I see Dustin, I think he needs a makeover.
Well, I might come up to my
and I just want to do it passionately. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. I just want to do it and pass it on.
Well, you are full of passion, Yeti. Absolutely love having you. And of course, people in direct provision can now work. And so long may this continue.
I can't wait to see your... I'm making a bet here. 5 years from Yeti will be on Grafton Street. Wait to see him. We'll be killing
I
out
sure
the
will.
Yeah.
Trust me.
You will. And I love your uniform as well.
Yeah.
With your name.
Yeah.
And Mosney Beauty Salon.
Mm-hmm.
Very professional. I love it.
It is indeed. It's beautiful. You should come in.
I'd love to. I'll take you up on that. I'll come down.
You need to.
Yeah.
We need a whole day with you.
Yeah.
No problem. One on the house for you.
Oh, his and hers voucher. That'd be great, Laura.
That'd be fab. Thank
and Dustin,
so
you
Yeti.
As well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Continued success, Yeti. Brilliant story.
Pleasure having you in with us this
thank
morning.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the rest
thank
of your day.
You.
We'll take and some music
too.
Now. See you in a few.
All right, then.
Cause I'm
Ah, yes. Welcome back to myself, Dustin the Turkey, and Laura Woods, Walking My Shoes, FM. Get us trending, hashtag whims.
Good morning. Having a great time so far. A busy show.
Yep, it is indeed. And by the way, don't forget we have our brilliant competition still running. Where are we broadcasting from today?
Very simple question.
We're up in St. Patrick's near New Zealand. What can you win, Laura?
Well, they can win, actually, a mindfulness course. Earlier on, we were chatting to one of the representatives from the sanctuary, Niamh Bruce, and she was telling us all about the wonderful courses that are in the sanctuary. You could win yourself one of those courses. All you've got to do is tweet. What's the Twitter?
Yes, it is indeed. Twitter is at... you've caught me on my feet there.
On your feet.
You caught me on me talons there. Yeah.
We'll get that to you in a second. Yeah.
It's at Walk in My Shoes.
It's the page I gave you. Yeah. So, poor old Dustin. Anyway, we're joined now by our next guest, Rosari Mannion, National Director of Human Resources at the HSE. Good morning, Rosari.
Good morning.
Rosari, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
National Director of Human Resources. That sounds like you got your own car space.
No, I don't. No, no, it sounds better
you
than it is.
You should have, with a title like that. That's brilliant.
Lovely to have you with us. We do want to talk about mental health issues among the HSC. How big an issue are mental health problems among staff in the health service?
Well, within the health service and the HSE, we employ in excess of 100,000 staff. And we will know it is reported internationally that one in four people experience a mental health problem over the course of their lives at some point. And also globally, more than 300 million people suffer from depression. So at any one time, we can have quite a number of staff who will be experiencing mental health issues in the workplace. Having said that, as we know, life is very complex. And we are fully aware of the fact that there are risk issues for mental health that may not be related directly to the work environment, such as factors in personal lives, family lives, and they are an inevitable part of the picture. From the employer's point of view, we want to do everything we possibly can to support all staff in the workplace. We know that healthy staff lead to better outcomes for patients. Healthy staff obviously are going to be more productive, they're more going to be more engaged. Through our people strategy, we firmly believe that if we're getting it right for staff, that will transfer and we will get it right for our patients and our service users.
From the head down. Yeah, that sort of, it makes sense if the staff are healthy, then the patients are going to be healthy as well because they'll be able to deal with them better.
Well, certainly if the staff are healthy, they're going to be more productive, they're going to be more engaged, they'll have better relationships at work, and naturally that will transfer to the care that staff are delivering to the public and the patients.
Rosari, can I ask, is working in the health service more stressful than, say, working in other environments?
Well, certainly working in the health service is different to any other environment, and I suppose that is part of the joy and the attraction. In health services, staff will be intervening in people's lives sometimes when they're at their most vulnerable. They can be dealing with people, you know, at times of great difficulty, partly to very private aspects of people's lives. And again, that can be challenging on an ongoing basis and in some cases can lead to burnout. So it is a very challenging environment. Having said that, most of the staff that we have that pursue these various challenging careers, they do that because they have a deep commitment, they are very skilled, they have high levels of empathy, and really they choose these professions for a given reason.
Rosari, how are people managed and supported within the roles at the HSE? What's been established there to help them?
Well, we launched our people strategy in 2015, and a key aspect falling from that was the development of a workplace health and wellbeing unit. And that unit is led by our clinical director, Dr. Linda Sissons. We have been putting a lot of supports in place for staff, particularly in the area of mental health, stress, anxiety. We have a number of positive workplace initiatives where staff need to, for a period during their career and avail of reduced hours, we'll put that in place. Flexible working, mentoring, coaching, training. We have resilience training, stress management, and basically we want to ensure that staff feel comfortable and confident in raising any issues that they have in relation to mental health services.
And Rosari, working in HR, do you believe that this is something should be rolled out in all companies?
Oh, absolutely.
That'd be the dream.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think it's just crucial. We have to look after our staff and make sure that the whole individual feels comfortable and that they are able to perform to the best of their ability at work. At all times in health, staff can access confidential occupational health supports, and as well we have a 24-hour counselling line that staff can ring on a confidential basis and get immediate one-to-one support there and then.
And Rosari, you said 100,000 people, which I suppose, I mean, that's a large number, but then it should be, I suppose, it's the health service, but out of the 100,000, how many people know of this service?
Well, it's an ongoing challenge to ensure that everybody is aware of the services we provide. We're very active on a communications front, using social media, newsletters, engagement. The role clearly of the line manager is key in terms of communicating with staff, making sure that staff are aware of the services we provide through induction, on-the-job coaching, mentoring. So, like, at all times, we are conscious that we need to work on our communications and improve that, but it is key in terms of getting the message out there. Staff can look for support and assistance. It will be provided. And we want to work with all staff and focus in on their strengths in the workplace, as opposed to any limitations or issues that they may feel they have.
Rosari, obviously we're all about raising awareness for World Mental Health Week here on WIMS FM. How do you look after your own wellbeing?
Yeah.
Well, I believe find a job you love and you'll never work a day. So
I love that phrase.
It's true.
It's true, absolutely. So I enjoy what I'm doing, and clearly working with our own health and wellbeing unit, Healthy Ireland. We have the Cycle to Work initiative. I firmly believe in friendships, follow the little things campaign. I have a 10-year-old boy, and he ensures that my health and wellbeing is first and foremost, anyway, when he's looking for me at 6 a.m. So I think it's having, we're all more than our job, and it's having that broader focus and perspective, keeping balance, you know, not worrying about things that we can't influence. With the best will in the world, things are going to go wrong, and I just think it's having that resilience to bounce back. But I'm lucky, I work with a very good team, very good support, a great family, and I think all that helps for a productive workplace.
Well said.
Brilliant, brilliant. And you had a bit of a hard beginning because you lived in Leitrim.
Yes, I did. I lived in Leitrim.
There's nothing wrong with
Leitrim. You can overcome that. Now, let's be honest, Rosari. Sit there with a smile on your face. You're a great advert for us.
We have a great pal, Francie Boylan Jr., who lives in Leitrim. And it's a wonderful place. And I want to hear anything bad said about it.
Yeah. Well, where do you live now, Rosari?
We can source some cheap accommodation for Dustin in Leitrim.
Everything's cheap up in Leitrim, trust me.
I live in Cavan now.
Oh dear, frying pan fire. What happened?
I think we're going to finish this interview before we get sued. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks,
Rosari. Pleasure to have you. And we're going to take some music now. Here's Stronger, very apt, by Britney Spears.
Bye. I'm Adam Clayton, and you're listening to Walk In My Shoes Radio, broadcasting live from St. Patrick's University Hospital this October to mark World Mental Health Day.
Dustin, you, say
hello. Hello.
We're having a great time so far. We've been on air since 11 this morning. And in fact, one of the lovely ladies who came on to chat to us was a girl called Niamh Bruce. She's a mindfulness practitioner at The Sanctuary, and she very kindly gave us a course in mindfulness to give away to one of our lucky listeners. All you've got to do is answer this question. Where is WIMS FM, that's us, broadcasting from all of this week? If you know the answer, all you have to do is tweet Walk In My Shoes. So the hashtag is WIMS FM, and the Twitter handle is at Walk In My Shoes. Is that right, Dustin?
I think we'll nearly get it right by 1 o'clock. Let's hope. Yeah.
Tomorrow. Now I want to welcome our next guest, and she's on the line chatting to us by phone today, Patricia Fitzgerald, mandala artist and mindfulness and meditation practitioner. Good morning, Patricia. How are you?
Good morning, Lord.
How are you, Patricia? Go on, you good thing! How are you keeping, Patricia?
Good. Listen, not too bad, and you?
I'm all good, thanks. I'm all good, besides the rash. Never mind. I was going to say, Patricia, a mandala artist.
Yeah.
Bring me back. What is it? Laura says she knows all about it, but what's a mandala? What does that mean? Now I'm even more confused. Yeah.
Where does it originate from?
It originates from, you'll find it all across the world, all across the time. But the main place, I suppose, would be India and the Vedas, the ancient Vedas. Culture, the ancient Vedas.
So, Patricia, in recent years, the mandala has become really popular in colouring books. And I suppose these are called mindfulness colouring books. Dustin, you know colouring
books? That's where I'd heard it from. That's where, yeah.
Exactly. So instead of drawing pictures or colouring in pictures of scenery, it's geometric shapes. Why is that good for our mental health, our well-being, and for us to calm our mind, Patricia? Oh, I didn't realise that.
Yeah.
So you're getting, do you have to be creative to draw mandalas or colour them in?
I have so many people, I have a group that with mandalas that are already created, with colouring and journaling and five different. And then I also did classes where I get people to draw their own mandalas from scratch. And I get so many people that say, I'm not creative, I can't do that. You're always blocked, you can't do that. You can tell that something along the way that you want to create with anybody.
And Patricia, what has the feedback been like in the classes? Do you find that people become entered maybe a little bit busy after a busy day and potentially lose track of time, move into a slightly slower state and leave feeling more relaxed? Is that the outcome?
For sure.
Dustin has a lot of tension in his speak, don't you?
I have a little bit, yeah. I was just thinking it could be good for me to come along.
I think
it
could.
Yeah.
I think we could do a fabulous mandala with.
Yeah, it's great.
Because it's geometric and it's, as you say, to do it maths. So you draw mandalas yourself. Do you feel the benefits as somebody who's creating these mandalas for other people to colour in? And what are those benefits? Oh, explain to us what that is.
The monkey mind is like, you know that voice that's going on all the time in the back? That's something like 50,000 thoughts in a day.
Wow.
So it's a constant leap of traffic. But it seems, and often we're not aware of the thoughts are, so we're constantly quite negative and self-deprecating. So if we can become aware of how we are thinking like that, we become less conscious. And to ourselves, it's absolutely life-changing.
And such is the appetite for learning more about mandalas, you actually are putting on day-long workshops.
I am, yeah.
Around the country. Tell us about those and what's involved.
Yeah, there are day-long, the next one happens in the last week, it's the day-long workshop where I guide you on the history of philosophy of mandala, which is it's fascinating. It's the natural world, the science world, the spiritual world, the privilege.
Yeah, Patricia, how did you come across them? Like, where does it fit in your life?
Well, in my life, I had never heard of them actually.
Yeah.
And I was going through a divorce back in 2012, and then my whole life turned upside down. I wasn't particularly doing so well. Mm-hmm. I was in the book.
Of course, it was a difficult time for you. The amazing thing about mandalas and about mindfulness is that it's actually being introduced into primary schools around the country. I have a six-year-old boy and he came home asking for a colouring book, a mindfulness colouring book, and I couldn't believe it. Now, he obviously got it from school, but he really enjoys sitting there. I thought he'd be much more interested in drawing shapes or some of his favourite superheroes, but that's not the case. Is it because... Why do you think that is? Is it just because they're active so much?
I think they're active so much, and there's so much technology, and they're constantly pulled. So it doesn't take space to see.
Dustin, you mentioned that earlier on. the fact that social media means we're never really off.
That's very true. We just don't switch off sometimes, and sometimes you forget the old great air. It's like just sitting down and colouring in, having a bit of crack.
Yeah, and it's the most lovely thing. I'm just giving you a
Patricia, we're broadcasting here from St. Patrick's, right? And you're having an exhibition coming up here soon?
I am, yeah. So that's going to be in 2018.
Right.
Well, we're definitely going to drop in. We'll probably still be here. We won't leave, Dustin, will we?
That's it.
Patricia, lovely chatting to you this morning, and thank you so much for explaining what mandala is. This is Patricia Fitzgerald. We're chatting to mandala artist and mindfulness and meditation practitioner. And the very best of luck over the next few weeks with your workshops.
Thank you very much.
Looking forward to the exhibition, Patricia. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye, Patricia. Time for some more music now.
I wanna follow where she goes. I think about her and she knows it. I wanna let it take control, 'cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. Confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. Says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, and maybe I should stop and start confessing. Shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. And we took it way too far. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. 'Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. We would be alright. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding.
With the right support, we can all enjoy life. Taking that first step is possible with St. Patrick's Mental Health Services. If you have concerns about your mental health, talk to your GP or call our support line on 01-249-3333. Don't wait to enjoy life again. St. Patrick's Mental Health Services. Empowering recovery.
Welcome back to WIMS FM. This is your last chance to enter our fabulous competition this morning. We were chatting about the sanctuary. We're giving away a mindfulness course. All you have to do is answer this question. Where is Wims FM broadcasting from all of this week? What do you think, Dustin?
Yeah, I think we'd be up somewhere near Houston Station, maybe in March 17th, a place called St.
Nothing.
A bit of a hint there.
If you know the answer, this is your last chance to enter. You can tweet us at walkinmyshoes. Please use the hashtag #WimsFM. Now, here's my pal Tommy Martin, who's on next a little bit later on, telling us all about your
hold
show.
Hold on. Laura. I must say, it is great to be here with one of my favourite broadcasters, and you, Laura.
I thought you were going to say your favourite bird.
You know what? They'd give anyone a radio show around here. I thought it was bad enough Pat O'Mahony got a slot on this, but I mean, Tommy Martin gets a slot.
I know.
Oh, dear. How are you, Tommy? You're looking brutal.
Wims is going down, I must say. Standards are dropping.
Great to be here, Dustin. After 1 o'clock, Tommy, and the easiest part's admitting it. Well done, horse.
I have to say, he was less than complimentary about you earlier on. Apologies, Tommy.
Well, you're usually less than complimentary about me anyway, so I was expecting that.
You're on with Sinead later on.
I am indeed, yes.
Hey.
What's coming up?
Is there a bit of romance between yourselves?
Well, we'll see, you know. What can I say? She's heavily pregnant, so, you know, that's probably highly inappropriate.
Well, congratulations, Tommy. You never told us.
I mean, I'm good, but I'm not that good.
You're going to get
we have lots
of
good stuff anyway on the show coming up after 1 o'clock. We have our friend Karen Koster.
Okay.
Is in to talk about mammy guilt.
Expose. There's an expose.
We love Karen.
Yeah. My good buddy
Laura said she's getting on a bit.
Well, you know.
We're all getting on a bit. Yeah. Do you know that Dustin's still 12, miraculously?
Yeah, I was thinking there's a few game old birds in here, all right.
Yeah. Speak for yourself.
Laura's just one of them.
My good friend Neil Lennon.
I didn't realise you were why don't you use this when you're on the telly, Tommy? Then you could be good.
I'm taking notes here, Dustin.
Yeah,
I'm learning from the master.
Who else you got?
Neil Lennon is in, obviously, massive match tonight. I'm sure you'll be watching, Dustin, Laura. You probably
won't Celtic
be watching.
Well, Celtic fan, so I'd have to, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, Ireland-Wales tonight. But Neil has lots of interesting things to say about mental health because he's spoken brilliantly and openly about his own battles with depression, both as a player at the top of his game, winning trophies, getting paid loads of money, adulation of crowds, and how you can still suffer.
And he's had his hassle, let's be honest, in the sport.
Oh, exactly, yes. Yeah. Listen, you know, he's a really interesting guy about all that.
That'd be great guests.
Yeah, we are going to be talking about the most top 10 mood-lifting movies. So Michael Dougherty from the RTÉ Guide, movie guy, is along to count down his favourite top 10 comedies, mood-lifting comedies for us as well. That's after 1 o'clock. And we'll be looking at misunderstood lyrics. So misunderstood bands and misunderstood lyrics, songs that you kind of thought like, oh, that's...
So you're running out of stuff.
That's the last
bit.
Your nails there. You've got one of those manicures.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, you do have to. In my line of work, Dustin...
He looks after himself, Dustin.
You're a failed sports journalist. What line of work is that? Actually, Tommy, I couldn't let you go without because you are TV3 sport guy. Ireland-Wales tonight.
My heart says Ireland to win 3-0.
No, I didn't. I was just asking you to be watching it. I didn't ask for your opinion.
I will be watching it. I will be taking control of the remote control of my house. 1-1 is my prediction.
We're about to come to blows here. Yeah. We did learn about Mandela earlier on. Do you know anything about that?
Mandela. It's one of the great leaders of South African history.
But that's not important right now.
Tommy, they just told us you're not to bother going on later.
Great. If you just, I'm out of here.
There's a taxi outside. In fact, the Lewis is outside.
You can go home now. Thanks, Mel, for joining us and the best of luck with your show later.
Looking
on.
Looking forward
you
to yourself and Sinead.
1-3.
Yeah, ready to take over.
Lovely.
Cheers, guys.
See you in a few minutes, but for now, here's some more music. Carly Rae Jepsen.
God, he isn't as good.
said you could keep them. I don't know how to act or if I should be leaving. I'm running out of time, going out of my mind. I need to tell you something. Yeah, I need to tell you something.
Welcome back to WIMS FM. It is almost time for us to say farewell today. Can you believe that, Dustin?
I can't believe it. The 2 hours is absolutely flown. Well, we're not there yet. We're not there yet, Laura, because we've got our next guests.
I know. We've got Ukulele Tuesday joining us now.
Ukulele Tuesday. Go on,
hi, everyone. So it's a busy studio we have here. Mark, you're going to tell us all about Ukulele Tuesday. So you've met Dustin before, I believe.
Yeah, we've met a couple of times, Mark, haven't we?
Yeah, I played
Tinder.
Always swiping left. Always
don't worry,
left.
Nothing happened. And we're still good friends.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. But you have met before because you were playing with your old pal, wasn't it, Ray Darcy?
Yeah, Ray Darcy.
Yeah.
God rest his soul. Sorry, that's just his television career.
We're in Dublin Ukulele Collective, some of us, and we played with you on the Christmas special before, and you sort of like you grilled them. It was like one of the best things I've ever seen in my life.
That's well, me and Ray, in fairness, he lent me this suit I'm wearing today, and I know our listeners can't see it, but it's a bit big on me. But
you look very dapper. Is it true that Ukulele Tuesday started with just three people around a table in a pub?
Yeah, it was somebody brought it back from the one over in London and set it up here. They just basically sat around with some friends, like three people around a table playing away, and there's a big book of about like 200 songs, and just more and more people came along.
Mark, I didn't even think there'd be three people in Ireland playing the ukulele.
You're not the only one. Yeah, jeez, everyone thinks that. But now there's tons of them. There's like ones in Dublin, Galway, Cork, all over the country. Like if you look it up anywhere, I guarantee you there's one nearby. They're just very quiet.
Is it a bit hipster? No, you know what I mean. Do you eat your lentils off the back of the ukulele?
Not. Like that was in some article. There was somebody called "Have We Reached Peak Hipster?" And like I turned to the guys and was like, "Oh my god! Like none of us are cool enough to even vaguely be a hipster."
I can vouch for that. Or maybe Kirsten is. How are you, Kirsten?
You're very cool. Tell us
you
about
never
the
woke
ukulele.
Me this morning.
I want to talk to you about the ukulele. How is it different from other instruments that would be similar? Guitar, obviously the size.
And is it an instrument?
It's
a bit of a baron. Come on, let's be honest about it.
Yeah, it is basically a toy to most people. And you basically spend about 10 more euro and it becomes an instrument.
And love it.
That's basically the gist
of
it.
Why do you enjoy playing it?
It's just this little four-string, simple instrument. You never run out of fingers is basically the thing. That's the difference between guitar. Like guitar has six strings, uke has four. You never run out of fingers. It's dead simple. Loads of kids find it really easy because it's not too big for their hands.
And the same as Dustin, though.
Yeah.
Jebby wings. Brilliant.
Be perfect. Are you going to play us a tune?
Yep, we're going to do our first one is Kids by MGMT.
Take it away.
Okay.
Thank you.
Tuesday, Tuesday, there is nothing better than live music. Dora,
if that sounded half as good out there as it did in here, it would have sounded brutal.
Thank you so much.
That was amazing. It's good for the soul,
live music in studio. I'm telling you, delighted that we have got you guys in.
That was fantastic. That was brilliant. I thought, actually, being honest, Sean, you're a bit out there. I didn't want to say it. You're a few keys behind. Yeah.
Good man,
Mark,
Sean.
There's an interesting thing, because you say Ukulele Tuesday, because you used to meet on Tuesday nights, and then it grew, and you grew too big for the Stag's Head where you practice. And now, I remember last time I met you, there was about 100 of you.
Yeah, Jesus. So, there's about a whole 100 different ones now.
Wow.
It's like changes every week.
So there's a ukulele front, left front, and right front, and national front. Yeah, all the front and all the different branches.
Is it true that Mumford & Sons are fans of yours?
Yeah, well, we didn't really know. We were just playing one of the songs that we played normally in our set is Little Lion Man, and then somebody went, like, the guy at the bar looks kind of like the bassist from Mumford & Sons. And we were like, And it was like, they're playing a gig tomorrow. It was like, oh, so it might actually be them. And like, yeah, so apparently the day after they were on, like, Today FM or something, and they were like, yeah, that was our favourite Irish moment ever.
How great is that? What a ringing endorsement.
That is a proper rock and roll story.
That's brilliant. That's it. I've peaked.
You've peaked. Where can people find out information about Ukulele Tuesday?
I just look it up on the Facebook page, Ukulele Tuesday. It's pretty easy to remember. It's ukulele and it happens on a Tuesday.
So. And do you do corporate events around the country?
Yeah, there's a couple of us do, like, we do some charity stuff and some corporate gigs and things like that, yeah.
And I suppose, Mark, what it is like yourself, Kirsten, Jenny and Mark and the other Mark there and Sean and Mary, you're basically bringing people together, because I'm assuming most of you didn't know each other before this happened.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I just moved to Dublin and I was here for a few years. From Nace.
Sorry?
from the country, from the sticks. I moved up to Dublin and I had one or two friends from work, a couple of them, they were really good friends and all, but I realised at one point that I didn't know anyone else. I hadn't made any new friends in about 5 years. Mm. And ended
That'd
up
be at, a personality.
Yeah, probably something to do with that. All right. And so I went along to this thing and everybody just like really welcoming. Nobody actually really knew each other outside of it. So it's this little closed environment. And just over the years, playing with them every single week and doing all kinds of gigs and going on trips and things like that, they just came really close, like a family.
Do you know what, Mark? Obviously, our listeners couldn't see you playing there, but Dustin and I could. And the pure joy across your faces as you were playing. Some of you were really lost in the music.
Yeah,
the beauty of music.
We're getting to play for our childhood hero here.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm delighted.
You're going with Lauren as well.
The Eurovision's greatest song of all time.
Yes. Hey, why don't we go next year? You could be the band.
Oh, my God. We were actually talking about doing a Eurovision entry. The competition thing is coming up soon, where you can apply.
Turkey.
You guys, yes. That'd be amazing. Ukulele Tuesday, you are going to play us out again in a couple of minutes. Yep. Thank you so much for joining us. Bit of housekeeping to do before we sign off today. We did ask our listeners earlier on, where is Whims FM broadcasting from all of this week? And this, of course, was to win our prize of a mindfulness course at the Sanctuary. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is tweet us. And we have our winner. It's Angela O'Connor here. Congratulations to you, Angela. Thanks for entering our competition.
Well done, Angela. Hope you enjoyed the Sanctuary. It's absolutely brilliant.
And indeed, thank you to all of our guests today. It was absolutely lovely being in studio. Not so lovely being in studio at you, Dustin Hill. You did behave.